Hey there, friend, it's Denise here, and before we start today's episode, I just have a favor to ask. Very soon, I'm launching my business training course about finding your ideal clients, offer, marketing, and business model, etc. And I get requests for business coaching all the time. So this really is a rare opportunity to get my eyes on your business and your money stuff. Now, we're really close to wrapping up our launch plan for this year, but before we do, can I please just get your thoughts in a quick survey? If you go to denisedt.com/survey, it will just take a couple of minutes to answer a couple of questions about where you need help in your business right now. So that again is denisedt.com/survey. Thanks a million. I'm really excited to launch it again this year and to help you and your business grow. Now let's dive into today's episode.
Start your business for the freedom of time. Now you're tired of the hustle and grind. There's gotta be a better way. It's time to listen to Chill and Prosper. Welcome to Chill and Prosper. You're ready to chill and prosper with Denise Duffield Thomas.
Hey there, it's Denise here, and welcome to Chill and Prosper. We're talking about growing an email list today. And really, I also want to talk about growing social media too, because these days, you know, your marketing can be in so many different ways. And growing those numbers is actually really, really important. So don't worry, it's not going to be a boring episode. But I do think it's really important to say right off the top is that, you know, don't be afraid of looking at these numbers, and don't feel like just because you have an intention to grow your numbers that you don't care about your people. You know, when people say, oh, it's a numbers game, I hear a lot of people push back on that and go, no, but it's not a numbers game to me. I love every person. And it's like, yeah, you do. But also, there's just something, if you want to be in business, the more people see your stuff, the more people will buy. That's it. The more people then you can be able to touch, right? So let's start off with talking about email lists before we talk about social media numbers. And I'll tell you kind of how I've done it. So what I find is really interesting for my email list is that we very rarely get above 100,000. Even though, like if I've never deleted anyone off my list and never had anyone unsubscribe, like we would easily have like a million people, right? But we always seem just to end up at that 100,000 mark or even lower sometimes, because there's just like a natural evolution and natural shedding. Sometimes people come into your life, they like your stuff for a while, and then they fall off in some way. We also clean our list quite regularly. So if people haven't opened things for a long time, or if they have unsubscribed, we will usually, you know, take them off the list. So it's not really a true picture. But like with everybody, when I started my list, I started with zero people on my list, like everyone starts with, right? And what's been really useful though is that I can see, like when we're doing a launch, like there is a direct correlation between how many people on your newsletter list and how many people you will get in a launch. And as my income has increased, it's because those things have increased, right? I've had more people. The other benefit of having a decent sized marketing list is that if you want to do something like work with brands, you know, get free things, get sponsorships, and crucially do something like write a book, those are very valuable metrics for a company to look at and to say, do they know how to market? Do they have an existing following? And do they have like customers who buy from them, right? So when I had to, you know, write a pitch for Hay House, they actually did approach me first because one of the commissioning editors was on my newsletter list. She was on my newsletter list because someone said to her, hey, follow this chick, you might like her. And I had a newsletter. So she signed up for it. And I don't know how long she was on there for, but, you know, every time I sent out a newsletter, she was like, oh, maybe this would work. And actually what happened is that she contacted me, Amy Kybird from Hay House, and said, I'd love to pitch you to my bosses, to write a book. And I did pitch them and they said no. And I knew, I was like, my list, like my social media following is not big enough. I knew that. And I can't remember what it was at the time, because remember, these numbers change a little bit too. So, you know, I might have had like 10,000 or something, but they probably need more than that now. And I just thought, you know, if I was bigger with those numbers, they wouldn't be able to say no. And so I went away and I was like, I'm going to build, like, I'm going to have more people. I was very, very intentional about it. And so when people say to me, oh, I really want to write a book, I really want to publish a book, I really want to pitch a publisher, the fact of the matter is that a lot of publishers will not go with someone who is unknown, because nowadays as an author, you actually have to do a lot of your own marketing. And if you don't have that, you haven't proven that you have people who are, you know, will buy your things, then a lot of the times they won't take a chance. It sounds bad and horrible because it's like, well, I have something to say. And it's like, yeah, cool. But you also have to be able to market yourself. Like, it's just the reality of it, right? So a newsletter list is one of those metrics, because it's like, these are people who want to hear from you and, you know, occasionally they'll buy your things, but they're potential customers, right? Pardon me. I'm like burping like crazy today. So I've got some things. So one of those things, though, is that having that intention to reach more people is really important. And when I say reach more people, I think that sounds nicer than, oh, I just want a big list for the sake of having a big list. Like, we're in business to help people to make money, right? So the more people you can help, the better. So if you set that intention, like, it's okay for me to have a big list. I want to be able to help more people. And set that intention from the start, which means then you have to start sending out those newsletters as if thousands and thousands of people are waiting for it. And that's exactly what I did in those very early days. I was like, one of my business mentors said, you have to send out a newsletter every single week without fail. And I went, I will do that. And I did. And what has been a huge benefit of that too is, because you have to create content to send these people. There's no point in having people on your newsletter list and then you never send them anything. That was the best discipline that I had in those first couple of years of my business, that I had to write or create something every single week. The best discipline ever, because I look at some of those articles I wrote back then and I go, oh my God, that was so great. And I had to do it, right? Nowadays, I batch and I don't write newsletters as much. I do podcasts as my newsletters, but it was just the brilliant discipline of, I have to create something no matter what. And what is going to happen though is, when you create that content, is, you know, that's going to give you other places to put that content. So if you're making videos, you can put them on YouTube, you can put them on social media, you know, you can put them in lots of different places. And then that then amplifies your reach. And so then other people will come and join your newsletter list if you tell them to. And it becomes like this bigger self-fulfilling thing. So even if I didn't email out anymore, I've still got so much content from 10 years that I could just literally just like redo it all. If, and just go, oh, here's a thing I did years ago. And I often do that with my podcast too. I'll go back to like 10 years ago and go, oh, that was a good article. I'll just redo that as a podcast. People wouldn't have heard it, or it's, you know, like I'll have new examples or whatever it is, right? But it's just that creating content, creating your IP, creating your point of view, creating like your intellectual property as well. Right? So start it as if thousands of people are reading it. And don't be afraid of using your best stuff, because there's always more stuff that you can write. You know, there's always more points. Don't have that scarcity of like, well, my list is really small now, so I won't really put out my good stuff. Or I won't try that hard and put out like really good stuff. I'll wait. And you go, no, don't wait. Put it out now, because the more people will share it, the more people will talk about it. And that will only grow from there, right? But how do you get people on your list in the first place? So something that's always really helped for me, and you might have, you know, have a million of these yourself anyway, is having freebies for people to sign up for. Now let's talk about this, because that was one of the first principles of online marketing. Have a freebie for someone to sign up to. And back then it was a little bit easier, because people were like, ooh, a free PDF, please let me have it. And nowadays, I think people are just a little bit savvier about that. Sometimes people are a bit more reluctant to give their email address over. That's totally fine, right? But don't think, oh, well, I'll just build a social media following and not build a newsletter list. And let's face it, we do not own our social media. Okay, so Facebook can shut down at any time. Instagram can decide to shut you down at any time. YouTube can decide to get rid of your channel. So of course, like the more places you can be, the better, because they're not yet all owned by the same person. But there's something about having a newsletter list that is yours, that nobody can take away from you. And like if something goes down, at least you can still email people. And this is perfect for launches, right? Because it's, I mean, yeah, you have to pay to have an email system. But like we have to spend so much on ads during launches to get people who already follow me on social media to get them to see our stuff. But I can email people as I want, right? So creating a freebie for something in exchange for an email address, it does still work, but just means you can't just do any old shit, right? And I actually suggest start with one, but create multiple different things. So over the last 10 years, I mean, I can't even remember how many free things I've created. I still have my Money Blocks audio, which is like a free workshop where people can go through and find out, you know, their money blocks. I've got my quiz for sacred money archetypes. That's a quiz and people get a result and a free workshop. I've got a free manifesting course that people can go through. And so all of those, it's like really high value, like free courses. And then I'm just like, hey, cool. If you want to join, you know, my paid course, you can join. Otherwise, then people are on my newsletter list and I make sure that I send them something every week, at least once a week, that has some sort of value. So then I am their go-to girl for money mindset. I am the person that they see as an expert. Some people will be on your newsletter list for years and will never ever buy from you. And that's fine. Sometimes they'll tell other people. Sometimes they will share something. That's totally fine. You don't need every single one of those people to buy from you to be able to create a successful business. So that's always been like a big strategy for me, is creating freebies. As I said, like workshops, quizzes, but just even like, you know, PDFs, free reports, free ebooks. It could be a sample of what you've done. It could be a free lesson. There, a meditation. We've done that heaps of times too. A workbook accompaniment to something else. Visualizations, meditations. Spreadsheets. There's so many different things you can offer as a freebie to get somebody on your newsletter list. And then you've got to nurture those people, you know, and this is the key too, where I said sending it out every week, developing that know, like, and trust factor. And there is a real discipline to that. And you know what? There might be some people who are like, yeah, my business is okay, but I only send it out every now and again. That's totally fine. Like, I'm not saying my way is the only way. I'm just saying if you do want a successful business with consistent income, this is just one of those easy things where you go, I'm just going to do it no matter what. I'm not even going to overthink it. I'm not going to think, am I going to do it this week? Am I not going to do this week? I found it so easy just to go, I'm doing it no matter what. And it doesn't have to be complicated, right? So let's take a quick break and I'll tell you about what sort of things that I offer in that. And then I'll talk about social media too. Okay, see you in a sec.
I'm Anna Moran, a former journalist and newsreader from England, but I've been living in Australia for the past 10 years, working in oil and gas and mining. My sister's photography business was kicking off back home and she was tripling her income within 1 to 2 years. When I asked her what her secret was, she sent me Denise's audiobook, Get Rich, Lucky Bitch, and it has changed my life. The first thing I did was to revamp my underwear drawer and I spent hundreds on knickers and socks. Thank you, Denise. I then went into work and demanded a pay rise and then some more when I got what I asked for. Within a couple of months, I quit my job and I'm now using my radio and journalism skills to set up my own business, starting with my Britstralian podcast. And that's all thank you to Denise.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking about growing your newsletter list, growing your social media, nurturing your clients and things like that. Okay, so you might go, what am I going to write about every week? What am I going to send out? So as I said, don't overthink this, okay? Now when I do my podcasts, I'll batch my podcasts. I'll hire a studio. I think I've done 8. This is the 9th one I've done today. And that will go out each week, right? And yes, we do write a little bit of things, but that could literally just go out each week of, hey, hi, everybody, here's the most recent episode link. don't overthink it. Like, it's either, like, do it or not do it, right? Like, this or nothing. If you're not going to do it because you're overcomplicating it, just literally be like, here's the thing. I've seen people do, like, Jess Picks newsletter is like, here are my picks of the week of, like, different things that I've seen that's really cool. So it's just called Jess Picks. And it could be like, here are some tools that I'm really liking. Here's a movie that I watched. Here's a book that I'm reading that's really useful. Here's, you know, like, three podcasts that are really great. So you can do, like, listicles, right? You can do tips. You can be like, here's one thing that I'm doing this week. Alexandra Franzen, who, she is a copywriter. Her newsletter list used to be like, here are some links on some podcasts I'm on. And she'd be like, I've been on three podcasts this week. Here are the links. Go enjoy. And they were always like really small newsletters, but like quite useful, right? Really useful. Tim Ferriss has one, which is just like, here are my five things for the week. And it could be, again, what I'm reading, what I'm listening to, like a movie that I went, whatever it is. Do not overthink it. And by the way, if you're in my Sacred Money Archetypes course, there's something in there, I think it's under either the Batching Like a Millionaire or it's in the marketing section where I give you like 100 different things that you can just choose and it will be like listicles, tips, reviews, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there's lots and lots of things. And if you're not in Sacred Money Archetypes, you can join the e-course version if you go to denisedt.com/SMA and you can get the e-course version. It has all of that in there about what marketing you should do. But anyway, do not overthink it. Like I used to write an article every week and then I would do a video instead. It could just be something to develop that know, like, and trust factor. So, you know, I always like to try and include personal stuff so people know who I am. They know that I'm a real human being with likes and dislikes and family and hobbies and pets. You know, you could just do pictures of your pets. And do you like me? And the thing is, people will let you know. They will unsubscribe if they don't like you anymore. And that's fine. You've got to kind of deal with that. It's just part of like being in business, right? Is that some people will not like that. And then the trust factor. Do they trust what you have to say? And I think so much of that trust factor is I show up for you. I'm here every week. I'm not going to go away for 6 months. I'm not going to be someone else next week. You can trust, you know? And so that could be they trust your wisdom. They trust your advice. They trust your reliability. They trust your professionalism. They trust your creativity. They trust that you'll always bring something new and exciting or different. And that's it. Just make a commitment. You're just going to send stuff out every week. Like, just make the commitment. It's so much easier than decide like agonizing over it. And then what's really fun is that you can start doing things in advance and start batching things and go, okay, I'm going to write all of my February newsletters now. I only need to write four. It's so, so easy and so fun. And I've written so much about batching if you want to go and have a look at my blog for that. Now, social media, same thing. Do not overthink this. I have so many people who are like, should I do hashtags? Should I do this? How do I beat the algorithm? I can tell you, I have honestly never spent a moment thinking about that. That's a lie. I've spent moments thinking about going, I should do a course or I should work. All of the things work, by the way. I'm not saying hashtags and algorithm stuff does not work. It absolutely does. And there are people who can geek out on that, right? I just think, am I going to do those things? Or can I just have a very simple strategy of just, I'm just going to show up regularly. That's it. I've had people go, does it, screw up your reach if you use schedulers? I've used schedulers for 10 years. Like, because otherwise I won't do it. You know, I sometimes use hashtags, sometimes don't. I really, really don't think about it beyond, you know what, I'm just going to show up and give value. And I made the decision that I would show up like every day. And I have to admit, the last couple of months, it hasn't been every day because I was traveling and I was batching, but I didn't get to fill in all 7 days for the batching. I was like doing all the Mondays and then all the Wednesdays and then all the Fridays. But that is generally my intention is I'll show up on social media every day in some way. And that's what has built my business. You know, I don't have like crazy, crazy social media numbers. I'm just going to have a quick look at my Instagram. So I've never gone viral. I've never had this massive, massive big spike. So I'm just under 100,000 followers on Instagram, which if you're an influencer, if you're like, you know, a social media star, those numbers are rookie numbers, right? Absolutely tiny, tiny numbers. But I would guess that I would make more money than most of those people, right? So for me, it's not about having millions of followers and they're all bots and spammers. I really am intentional that I want people to follow me who know, like, and trust me, who will buy from me in the future, or who are nice people. So I actually very rarely get trolls or haters, or, you know, I get spam comments occasionally and stuff like that. But I really don't get a lot of horrible people because I feel like I'm intentional about the people that I'm attracting. And again, people know what to expect from me. I'll talk about money mindset. I'll talk about entrepreneurship. I'll talk about manifesting and, you know, and I'll share the good and the bad. Like, I'll share when I'm looking really nice and sexy, my, you know, fake hair, eyelashes and makeup from being at an event. And I'll also share like me in the car from ballet with like sweaty face. But I show up all the time. And the thing that's really helped me with that, the affirmation that's helped me with that, is my face is my fortune. My face is my fortune. My face is my fortune. And not be scared of showing up no matter, like, I was going to say no matter how I feel. That's not true, because I obviously I batch things more when I'm feeling good. But like, I have been all weights. I have been tired. I've been looking glam. I've never been afraid to just be like, here's who I am. And I think people really like and trust that because they want to see you. They want to see people who look like them, or people who have similar values to them, or challenge them to think in a different way. And if you're hiding, then what good is that going to be to anybody? You know, so again, there's no mystery of how I've created those numbers going up. It's just because I've shown up. I've literally just done that. I've just shown up. And then the key to like monetizing that, right, is then telling people how you can help them. Here's how I can help you. Here's how you can get more information. Here's how you can book into my calendar. Here's how you can buy the thing. And so there's just little things in there of just making sure that you have calls to action, that people can find the next step. They can find your website. They can find your offerings. And don't be afraid to do that. What I see sometimes is people who create like beautiful communities, they create social media followers, but because they've never sold before, people get really annoyed, right? Because they're used to you just showing up and giving, or showing up and being a certain way, showing up and like never asking for anything in return. And I've seen communities turn on people because they're like, hey guys, I've got this like $2 ebook, is that all right? And they're like, no, how dare you? You're supposed to entertain us for free forever. And especially now that we are in this kind of creator space where people are entertaining people for free on the internet, making silly videos. And sometimes people just think, well, they're just getting paid for ad revenue, so like whatever, dance monkey, like do more for me. And it's totally okay for you to monetize your networks, like monetize your social media followings, monetize your newsletter list, because otherwise why are you doing it? Just for like fun and entertainment. You can have fun, you can entertain people, but it's totally okay to also tell people about how you can help them. So you might not have anything to monetize yet on your social media or on your newsletter list. So you can start by linking to other people's products. You know, you can get an Amazon affiliate link like that. You know, I mean, I make like $100 a month from saying to people, hey, here's a book that I recommend, like whatever. But you know, that's where you can start. You can sell an hour of your time. You can be like, hey, you know, look at this cool thing that I made. Do you want me to show you how I made it? Like, do you want to pick my brain? Here's the thing that I did. Do you want to have an hour with me and we can talk about how we can help you? If you have nothing for sale, a link to someone else's stuff is a great place to start, but then sell an hour of your time. I can help you. I can consult with you. I can answer questions about this. I've even seen like entertainment creators kind of do that, where they're just like, I've seen it in the like interior design space. You know how sometimes you see, you know, like it's a design blog and someone's doing DIY stuff and they're all like, yeah, I can do an hour with you and you can ask me about any of your projects. I was like, good for them. Like, that's great. Because so many people will be like, what's the paint color of this? What's the paint color of that? And I've always said to anyone who has that kind of blog, I'm like, put an ebook together for each one of your projects with all the colors, all the things, and you can either give it away to build your social media following. And every time someone asks, you can be like, hey, cool, I've put it all in this PDF for you. And then you can have affiliate links in that. Or you can also sell that. You know, you can either way. But especially if you've got a business where people just ask you questions all day long about it. And I've seen this especially on interior design blogs. People are like, where's that vase from? What's the paint color of that window? Where's that rug from? And you can just be like, yep, here's the link. You can download it straight away, free or paid. It's up to you. And then it's all in one spot and you don't have to answer the question again and 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 again. So that's how you build it. You build it one by one. You build it by giving value. And that's the secret to it. There's no secret. Like, and honestly, when I say I'm not a strategic marketer, I really, really do mean it. Like, I have a marketing degree and yet I've done nothing in my business that I've considered like an amazing like marketing campaign where I've been super organized with it. Sometimes my team, like Mark, will do a great kind of launch, but I always think, oh, I don't really have a good funnel. I don't really have good follow-ups. I don't really have, you know, like very strategic technology on my website. We do the basics, but I think my basic has always just been consistency, showing up, being here, developing the know, like, and trust factor again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And that's how it will build. That's how it will build. All right, I've got one last thought for you after this last break. I'll see you in a sec.
Hi, my name is Joanna Sherrow. I am the creator and founder of Savvy Shake Design and Savvy Template Shop. I live in Georgetown, Kentucky. I'm a graphic and web designer. I specialize in helping knowledge entrepreneurs launch their courses online. I joined Money Bootcamp in 2020 when the world went crazy and shut down, but I was in a stage and wherein I want to embrace more and empower myself more with the knowledge of money. I have read and listened to Denise's book, and I knew that she's someone that I can resonate with, and I kind of understand her process and her journey. So since I'm joining Bootcamp, my biggest thing that I've really done was to really hire an accountant, to really look into more of my bookkeeping. I have set my calendar every first Saturday of the month to do my expense report using my Google Sheets. So it was just so exciting to go through this process. So if you're one of those who are thinking of joining this Bootcamp, I highly recommend it. It's the best investment for you. The community alone is just so amazing that you would really just love, you know, sharing all of your aha moments as well. And I know that as I still go through all of the process, no matter what stage I am, and having Denise and the community and the lucky bees behind me, I know there's more success that I can attain.
Okay, welcome back. So I found a really great quote for this from Peter Gallagher, and it says, to stay on the map, you've got to keep showing up. To stay on the map, you've got to keep showing up. I know sometimes that discussions around marketing, growing your numbers, it can feel very like exhausting. It can feel, especially at the start, you're like, where are the people? No one likes me. And it's not about that. It's really about showing up, being consistent, showing up. It will happen. And it will get to a point where it does become like this self-fulfilling thing. You know, as I said, I can stop doing newsletters for a while. There'll still be people who'll share my work because I've got, you know, a decade of showing up and giving and serving and then just saying, hey, and this is how I can help you. That's it. So to stay on the map, you've got to keep showing up. All right, get started. And yeah, feel free to tag me. Feel free to send me a DM and let me know that you've started, because it's really just do it. No one's going to stop you. All right. Well, have a great week. I'll see you on next week's episode of Chill and Prosper. All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Chill and Prosper. Tell your friends to chill and prosper. Review and subscribe. We hope you had a very good time.